coming off of Rebecca Rosen. We're all about self-improvement. If only we actually did this ourselves.
Yeah.
But for you guys listening and watching, do it. You're going to feel great. So they say.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello, hello. All right, numbers in real quick. We got some things we got to hit on real quick beforehand, before we get into depth of the Big Party Show. But you can reach out to us at 402-915-0962. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. The other day we had Rebecca Rosen on. She did some readings. And basically the first half of the readings we had with her was on Monday's podcast. The second half went to the after party. Now, we're going to explain what the after party is so you know. The after party is a separate podcast of Big Party, myself and Molly. All right. Basically, whatever doesn't make it onto the Big Party Show gets carried over to the after party. And the after party podcast drops every Tuesday. It's something completely different than it's more unfiltered, we'll just say. All right. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I just got a message on Spotify mentioning the fact that they didn't get your reading, and your reading was at the end of the show.
Yep.
Last time. And that dropped, that second half dropped during the after party. I'm going to go ahead and load that one up and then put it into Wednesday's podcast. So okay. It's bonus land. You're going to get two Big Party Shows in one. But make note of that. If you can find the after party with Big Party and Molly, like it, follow it so you don't miss anything. And that drops again on Tuesdays. And the Big Party Show, which you're listening to right now, is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So just kind of think of it as the Big Party Show unfiltered. That's it. Pretty simple, pretty easy. I don't try to make it. I mean, it may sound confusing. We're having you go two different places. So if you want to go to bigpartyshow.com, it's right there. All the links are right there, including YouTube.
One-stop shopping.
Yes, one-stop everything. It's YouTube, it's Spotify, it's both shows, it's everything. And also we got new merch dropped as well, so make sure you go check out that. All right, so we got things. We got Nate Bargatze tickets. We've got Rebecca Rosen tickets. Mm-hmm. She's going to be the 25th. That's the same night as Nate. So think about that. You could go, I mean, random winners. This is what it is. I mean, if you're the luckiest person, you can win
you
tickets
could go
to
Rebecca
Rosen
in the afternoon, Nate in the evening.
Yeah, Nate's a little bit later, but Rebecca's is 1 to 4 on the 25th, right? And you just have to drop your name over there at bigpartyshow.com under contest. We've got also Employee of the Month. Are you excited for that?
Sure. Yep. So excited. I can't wait to hear who won.
Well, you got to, like Rebecca was saying, manifest it. Do some meditation and stuff. I mean, I bought
Have you
the
been
shirt.
Meditating since she said that?
I haven't, but I thought a lot about it because of you, I feel like you're burning the candle at both ends sometimes. And I think that the way I look at it, not so much for me, I just, like I've talked about it before, I just keep going forward and forward.
Yeah.
And I believe you're not going to get anywhere if you're going to sit and wait for it.
Yes.
You know, you're just not going to, it's like sitting around waiting for ice cream to come to you. You got to go get it. So that's what I do on a daily basis. But when you have other things going on, you tend to burn the candle on each end. And then what happens is you just have the middle. And eventually it's just going to burn to the middle and you're not going to get to where you want to go to. But sometimes you have to do what you got to do to get there. And I think the way she said to meditate more and put that in the forefront in your head and everything like that, into the atmosphere, better yet, would that be right? I think it's a great idea for everybody and anybody, especially now the way things are, you know, just take a break a little
bit. Set an intention. You're like, I'm a good person. Good things should happen.
Yeah, for sure. Without a doubt. And if you're not a good person, then I'm sorry. Bad things are going to happen. That's just the way
karma.
It is. Yeah. In a lot of ways, that's karma. But there's a thing, there's a new trend. It's called nothing maxing. Are you familiar with this? Right now, the younger gen is everything's maxing. It's M-A-X-X-I-N-G. So if it's water maxing, it's extreme is what it is. So basically, it's the Gen Z trend. They focused on intentionally doing nothing. Ooh. All right, so you basically reduce the screen time and avoid productivity to give the brain a rest. Hmm. You're supposed to do this every day. And here are the benefits. Reduces depression symptoms.
Okay.
Lowers risk of heart attack and strokes. Trains your brain to be less reactive under pressure. So less reactive, that is so key to so much, because if you have time to step back a little bit, then you can react appropriately to whatever the situation is. You know, think about it as soon as someone dumps you. It's everything's foggy. You don't know what to think and you react. I hate you so much. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And that might not go away. You might hate that person forever and it's okay.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. So here's the recommended durations is what they're saying. All right. Okay. Start with a beginner, of course, like with everything. 1 to 2 minutes. How can you not break away 1 to 2 minutes of doing nothing?
Yeah, that seems like that's just spacing out. I mean, I think I've got 1 to 2 minutes covered.
You should do that. Yeah. So you start there. And they're saying if sitting in silence feels uncomfortable or if your mind is racing, that's where you start. Okay. Oh. Number two, when you're ready, it's intermediate. 10 to 30 minutes. That's a long difference.
That's a long frame right there.
Let's just roll with 10 minutes of doing nothing. Just sit there. But you can sit there and stare into nature. You can sit there. You don't just sit there and stare at the wall. You could if you want to, you weirdo. But you just stare at nature, turn off the television, put the phone down. 10 minutes is nothing. Grab a cocktail. That makes time go faster, by the way.
I don't know if they're saying that that's nothing maxing. I think they're just like, without chemical enhancement, maybe just try and give your body a break.
So, all right. So the intermediate, users aim for this range to clear out the clutter.
Okay.
Clear out the clutter and think, or not think, better yet. And then it helps muscles physically relax. So now you're relaxing into the rocking chair and the birds are chirping. Chirp, chirp, ca-ca, ca-ca. And then now's the advanced. I don't know who has time to do this. I do. That's 1 to 2 hours.
Of nothing?
Of nothing.
No reading. It's just nothing. You can't even read.
There's times that I will go, if it's nice out, sit on the, because my dogs don't, they're outdoor dogs, but they're not outdoor dogs. They like to hang out with me. So I'll sit on the patio with them out back. Even if it's cool out, I don't really care. And so I'll just sit with Tequila and Remy. And I will sit there sometimes for 40 minutes doing nothing, because they sit there and just stare at everything and watch, and they sit right by me. And so that's what I end up doing, just sitting there and staring at everything.
And you're not reading. You're not on your phone. You're just.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. Maybe that's the reason why my brain works the way it does when it comes to some things. I don't get cluttered up or something. I can tell when I'm getting stressed because my patience is a little lower. But then I recognize that. So, 1 to 2 hours. Now, this up to two hours is saying it's maximum benefits, Molly, such as significant stress reduction and cognitive repair. This is crazy. That's all we do is go, 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 go. And now we spend all our time on our phone when we're not going. It's got to be doing bad, harmful stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be better about... you know, they say you shouldn't look at your phone first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And I do. Well, part of it is also because I immediately pick it up on account of the fact that that's my alarm. And then like once it's in your paw, you see all the notifications and you're like, ooh. And the last 2 days since we had Rebecca on, I've been trying to not engage in my phone until after I've had my coffee and like, okay.
That'll do wonders.
I hope so. Wonders, I mean, I'm only on day two. So, I mean, it's not like I've, like, all of a sudden I'm like, the world is different.
Yeah. I think you'll start thinking different because nothing changes automatically. Here's what they're saying, what to expect.
Okay.
I'd suggest everyone just try it. I mean, it doesn't take any effort. This doesn't cost you anything to do this. If anything, it's just beneficial, I think, maybe. But anyway, days 1 to 3, your mind will likely race with thoughts about things you should be doing. How crappy is that feeling?
Every day of my life.
And then it
renders you like it freezes you up because you're just like so overwhelmed by the list. And everyone's like, just pick one thing. I'm like, F you. I don't know how to pick one thing. Like I the list is so daunting that I just like lock up. Like I'm like,
Do you, write it down? Like everything down that like, a to-do
I've got reminders in my phone.
All right, write it down.
So,
you should write it down. That way you don't have to look at your phone. It's another way of not looking at your phone.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Like I carry so much on my phone. My schedule's on my phone. All my contacts are on my phone. All my reminders. Even my meditation app is on my phone.
Okay. So you're not going to be able to do this because you have to
I mean, the idea is that you don't need to have, I mean, here's the thing, the meditation app, like it may be on my phone, but if I put headphones on, I can just listen to it. I'm not watching anything.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is just enjoy the
shutting
silence.
Shutting it down. Like, yeah. Just everything. For a little bit. Yeah. It doesn't say, I guess in silence, it is silence. Yeah. No music, no nothing. Just nature.
I mean,
or
it's
whatever.
Meant to be just like a full, one of the things like I did, I remember reading an article at some point about parenting and how this generation never has really experienced boredom. Like growing up, if you went to your friend's house and they weren't home and you wanted to go ride bikes or do whatever, I mean, you knew what it was like to be bored. Your parents kicked you outside. You couldn't watch TV. You couldn't do whatever. And you learned how to entertain yourself just because, like, even if it was just thoughts or, like, singing songs to yourself or whatever, this generation never has a moment to just be like, bleh.
That's because they do like we do. I mean, what's sad is that we grew up not being able to get bored. These guys didn't. I mean, I'll never forget what Oliver told me when he said that his dad was telling him to get off his phone. And he was telling me, he's like, but he's on his phone all the time. I'm like, that's your dad. And he said, I just don't know how to explain or what to do. This is all I know. And he was like 13. And I just sat there and stared at him like, it's right. This is all he knows is phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, so I would suggest doing it. I mean, you're doing your thing, Molly, but... But here's the other what to expect. Days 4 and 7. Four to seven. So this is only 7 days.
Okay.
Really, before you get the full impact of it. It typically starts to feel easier, just like anything else in life, whether you're not smoking, you're not drinking, you're not whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You may notice your muscles letting go and a sense of calm prevailing. Okay, so that's interesting. So have you ever sat there and then, you know, you feel tense. You don't even know if you're tense, but then once you relax, you can just feel everything dropping.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like when you're getting a massage.
Yeah.
Once you let it go and you're just, then it's the best thing you can have done. So that's 7 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Now they're
so
saying
7 days of like 10 minutes a day, like you
or whatever you
want
to do. I would do 1 to 2. I mean, I would start at like
1 to 2 minutes is like barely, I mean, that's like walking from the car to the store. Well, you're not
some
doing
people,
anything.
Some people need to hear stuff. I remember I went out to, I want to say we hiked out in Utah. Mm-hmm. There is a place there in the, there that we hiked to that is one of the quietest places in the world.
Oh.
So the guy that we went with made us sit there, not talk, not nothing. About 1 minute later, you are almost going crazy because you couldn't hear anything. You could hear a bug fly by you. It was the craziest sound of nothing, just completely nothing, but your ears aren't plugged. It was so bizarre.
How long did he have you sit like that?
Well, he said as long as you want to. It's just, it's like literally no different than this. So we probably was like, I mean, we probably sat there for a couple minutes before I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I really was. I was like, let's just go do some more hiking. But now that I wish I could go back to that and try that, because that was a hard hike to get to, number one. We had to rappel down mountains and all this stuff to get there.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was nuts. All right, so here's what they're saying, Molly. The 20-minute mark. Many find that it takes about 20 to 30 minutes for the brain to truly settle into that meditative state and stop seeking dopamine hits.
Dopamine. Uh-huh.
Dopamine hits. And that's that feeling like when you're gambling, that joy, that instant gratification. Stop seeking that stuff, and then you'll no longer be, I think you'll change the way you do things. God dang, man, we're heavy today.
Coming off of Rebecca Rosen, we're all about self-improvement. If only we actually did this ourselves.
Yeah.
But for you guys listening and watching, do it. You're going to feel great. So they say.
So do you going to try it? What do you want to do?
Absolutely, I'll try it.
I see you.
You know me, I'm up for anything. If they're like, guess what? Yeah. Go out there and lick a frog. And I'll be like, all right, I'll try it. Why not?
Yeah, go do it. I say you try 10 minutes just sitting outside. I bet you can do 30 minutes just sitting out there. You know?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing is, I mean, I take quiet time, but I'm reading. I read all the time. I'm reading all the time. And what I realize now upon us having this discussion is that that's still busying my brain. I'm doing something. I'm not just existing. I'm consuming something. So I think that would be the hardest thing, is to just be like, no, put the book down, put the phone down, everything.
And just sit.
Chill for 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do more of it. Anyway,
I mean, just thinking about it makes me anxious.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
Like, it's like just thinking about it, I'm like,
I mean, if you did this and they said you would live longer, I think no one would have wouldn't have a problem at all sitting down, just taking a break. Nothing's that important. You know, I mean, there's a lot of important things, but 10 minutes is only 10 minutes. It's, you've got a whole lot of 10 minutes in a day.
Yes.
So shut it off for 10 minutes and then you might like it, you know. You might stop yelling at your children.
Well, I don't, you know. I mean, it's not a lot of yelling at the kids going on.
Well, it's funny because as adults and parents, we you know, tell our kids to get off the phone. We restrict them from being on the phone and on TV like that. But at the same time, parents don't do that for themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. Which no, I mean, but
crazy.
But we have, I mean, part of it is we have developed brains, right?
Oh, I get it, yeah.
And we grew up in a time when we didn't have phones. So there is, I mean, while we are obviously, as a culture, addicted to these little devices, there is also, we had a good stretch of growth and development where there was none of this. And this generation doesn't have that luxury. Like, they don't have that jumping off point of saying, like, I know what it's like to be bored, or I know what it's like to make your own fun or draw or do whatever. It's like, no, they're doing it all on an iPad. I mean, my daughter has started doing digital animation. I remember a time when she would just sit in her room and draw. And now she does it. She still draws every day and is like, spends time doing it, but she's doing it on a device.
Well, I'm going to hold you to task, young lady.
I like that, though. Thank you. I would love accountability for that. Start.
And that's Generation Z. You know, they're the ones you're talking about. They're the ones that are doing it. Generation Z is interesting. They're the ones that's not drinking as much.
Oh, yeah.
They're changing the whole industry where, you know, bars, that's all people did is just go to bars every night for happy hour. They're changing the way, you know, these bars have to make money. And stuff.
I went on a walk with a girlfriend of mine the other day. We both have her daughter is in Declan's like class, and then her son is in Mara's class. And we were laughing about the fact that, like, she was saying she's got a daughter that's going to be a junior in high school or a senior in high school. She's like, she never goes out. She's like, yeah. I would love it if I got a call like she was in trouble. Like, I would love to be like, to look on the device and be like, I wonder where my kid's at. She's like, yeah, whenever I look, it's like at home on the other end of the couch with me. She's like, were you like that? I was like, in high school, it took like, I had like strep throat, and my mom had this rule where if you were on an antibiotic, you couldn't go out.
I wonder what that is. You know what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those things where it's like, and even then I'd be like, I'm fine. I could go out. I still could go out. Like, wouldn't kids now, 150% healthy, and they're like, I'm good.
Maybe it's because the parents are too cool to the kids. You know what I mean? Obviously. If you want to hang out with your kids, your parents, if their kids want to hang out with you, you've got to be pretty cool. I mean,
part of it is also just, I mean, like, I'm really lucky that my two kids really like each other. Like, they liked spending time together. They don't fight. They don't, I mean, they tease each other, but they tease each other in a way of like two people who like each other. You know what I mean? Like that kind of ribbing. It's not like, I mean, when I was growing up, God bless my younger sister, Anne. I was so mean to her. Like,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be that way. Right? My brother and I fought like cats and dogs. That's all we did is fight. We never got along. Rarely. But we always had each other's backs, you know.
Yes. But, that was the thing. But Anne had to walk through my room to get to her room. Oh, my God. The bane of my existence. She would like slow walk through the room. I'd be like, don't. And she'd be like touching stuff. I'm like, don't touch my stuff. Why are you
touching the wall?
I'm touching things and moving slow. I'm like, just hustle. Get from one door to the next. You don't need to slow walk this and touch everything. Like, get out of here before I punch you in the throat.
Yeah, my brother spent all of his time in his room playing a guitar. You know, I rarely wanted to go in there, but he'd boot me out as fast as, you know, he could. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we would hang out and do stuff as we got older. But, as we're younger, we were at each other. No. That's for sure. And that's, I don't know. I don't have any solutions to any of that. I mean, if your kids like hanging out with you, then they like hanging out with you. But you got to push them out a little bit.
People are people, right? Like, you can't manufacture closeness. You can't. I mean, if you like somebody, you like them. If you don't like somebody, I mean, we all know, like, there are people where you're like, I don't know, I just don't like them. You know, but imagine like your sibling, where you're like, I know that we are related. I know we share DNA, but like, I just don't like them. And you do meet those people where they don't like their brother or sister. And you're like, that's so wild.
It is wild. And I hope it's not forever, you know, but
yeah,
a lot of times it is, at least in the TV shows. By the way, I just wanted to tell you a show I need you to watch.
Ooh.
It's called The Madison with Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. It's a TV series. Do you have Paramount Plus? Do you have that?
No, we don't.
It's Taylor Sheridan. He's in Yellowstone. He can't miss. Oh my God. It's one of the first things I've watched, and I made notice of it. And it's like 8 episodes, maybe even more. I put my phone down and didn't touch it.
Really?
Not even for a text. There was no way I was going to pick up that phone. I don't know if it was the nature, because it's a nature. It's kind of like New York meets nature.
Okay.
It's such a great show. I didn't want to watch it because of the trailer. It was like, oh, this is sappy. But oh my God.
The Madison.
It's so stinking good. It's so incredibly good. It is a good on the level of The Pit.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do not have Paramount Plus, and I'm not buying another streamer.
Yeah.
So
maybe
thank you for letting me know. And when it gets to some other platform, I will give it a shot.
I don't know if it will, you know, because that's where
I know
that's where Taylor Sheridan's all of his stuff lives.
Sometimes it makes it to TV, you know, though. Like, they started showing Yellowstone on cable. I mean,
you got to see it. It's I could give you the premise, but I don't want to ruin it. I want you to watch it without knowing what you're getting into.
Okay. We went to the movies the other day. which was
God,
like,
I've been wanting to do that for a while. Would you go?
Oh my
see
God,
it?
We went as a family. It was absolutely fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, it was so great. We all loved it. It was Project Hail Mary.
Okay.
Oh That's my God,
Ryan Gosling, right?
Yes. So good. Like even, so good.
Even Rocky. That's
love Rocky. Love really? Rocky. Like I was like, nothing can happen to Rocky. Like, cause there's points where it's like, you don't know, you know, I mean, it's like any, and you just like, listen, we already live in a world where there are heinous atrocities happening. Nothing can happen to Rocky. Right. Like we're yeah. all in agreement. Like nothing can happen. Oh my God. Rocky's awesome. The guy who does the voice, he's the puppeteer that did the, cause it's a puppet.
Yeah.
And
it's an alien. It's an alien is what it is, right? I mean,
yeah, it's like made creature. Out of rocks or whatever. Yeah. It doesn't have a face.
It looked all campy to me.
How dare you? You go and you feel good. And then you tell me how campy it was. Everybody that I know that went is like, I just needed that. Just needed to feel good about humanity, even if it was through an alien showing us like how generous other species can be.
I'm
You're so used to movies where, I mean, there is a funny line where he's like, you know, I mean, there was a point where I was, I mean, he's growing on me, but there was a point where I was worried about him growing in me.
Oh, really?
Cause it's like,
oh.
Well, because you see all those alien movies where it's like chest yeah. bursters and everything.
What's
so
funny?
It's like a funny line because he's like, yeah, he's growing on me. But like, there was, I will say, initially when we met, there was a point where I thought he was going to be growing in me.
And you hear what you're saying, right? You're saying that, I mean, you love rocks. Of course you're going to like Rocky.
I never even thought about that. Look at you. It's right in front of me and I didn't even see it.
You didn't even see it. That's going to be new merch, people.
I didn't even see it. What?
A pile of rocks with legs and it's going to
say
Rocky.
Oh my God, absolutely. You have me at rocks. He's so cute. Oh my God. And Ryan Gosling is just like, what can't that guy do?
I know.
I mean, because it's basically, I mean, when they filmed it, it was like 6 months of filming and he's basically by himself.
That's tough.
It's him and a puppet. And so that was one of the things that the guy who ended up being the voice of Rocky and is the puppeteer, he was like, I was really insistent about being with him on set, like being with him and having him be able to talk to someone.
So it's worth watching then. It is
so good.
Okay.
So good. And see it in the theater because it's just, it's a space movie. It's so beautiful. Like so many of the images and everything like that. I have yet to meet somebody that has seen Project Hail Mary that didn't like it.
So see it in a movie theater.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's such a good family movie. I mean, it really is. I mean, there are a couple curse words, but it's not anything like it's such a neat message. It's one of my girlfriends went with her daughter and she came out. She's like, I want to be an astrophysicist. I said, no kid ever. Like, I want to figure out how to make space things go. It's like, yeah, man. And it's the same time as the Artemis. So
I know.
It's like there's all this really cool space stuff going on. And it's just, it's really, it's neat.
It's
really
a good
neat.
Time to have that going down. That Artemis thing is fascinating. Those guys, I saw some interviews when they are so overwhelmed with emotion that they can't even hold tears in as they try to talk about it. Like that one astronaut said, it's too much to hold in for one human, all of that stuff that they witnessed and saw. And then next year they're going back, not those guys, they're going to get
taking
another
crew.
Round.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they'll be landing on the moon the next year.
Oh my God.
And then it all starts. I don't know what starts, but
I'm so excited.
Something's going to start. Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. All right, so we have Employee of the Month, and we have not motivated yet. So we have to pick one to go before the other.
I want to be motivated before
you
I...
You want to be motivated before?
All right, so let's do Employee of the Month, and then I'll need motivation after that. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. All right, so here is Employee of the Month.
Brian.
nobody for February. Here I am in big March. Party. Here we go.
This is how legends are made.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. Yes.
Perfect. Rebecca Rosen.
This is how legends are made.
There she is.
This is how legends are made.
We need to send her her certificate.
And a shirt. I was going to mention it to her. And I was going to actually play it for her when that's she when really we had funny. Her on, but I chose not to because I didn't want her to feel as if she works for us.
Right, right. Yes, she does not. Neither does Brian. But you can be acknowledged as a contributor.
Yes, a contributor.
And that is definitely. Oh my God.
Yes,
I love it. I wonder if she manifested that.
She could have. I mean, she probably did. So, yeah, Rebecca Rosen, our spiritual medium, Employee of the Month for April.
That's and a
well
good one.
Deserved. Well deserved for sure. Yeah. All right. So,
I
now
haven't
we're going
felt
to...
this confident about one since you gave it to Murray.
Oh, come on. I was thinking about that. Does Murray still not wear his necklace as his Employee of the Month?
I try to put him on a couple different times, and he just like, he keeps like trying.
He doesn't like it.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't like it. And so because he never, I mean, unlike a dog, he never has to wear a collar.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like a.
But I keep it in my office.
I should have got it bigger so you could wear it.
Right. I can wear it as a bracelet.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We're going to motivate. And don't forget. Yeah, you're going to have two podcasts rolling at you tomorrow. So yeah, you can enjoy and listen, including this one. All right. So, you've got choices, Molly. You got stepping something gross barefoot once a day, and, or you feel a drip down your leg and you don't know what it is.
I still don't like that leg drip.
The leg drip. Yeah. That's
nothing good
thing.
Comes from that.
Yeah. Have you ever stepped on something weird? I've stepped on something weird before barefoot. Yes. But once a day.
Cat puke. Are you nuts? Yeah. Like, I mean, if you have an animal, you've stepped in something.
Yeah. So which one are you picking?
I'll step in something. I've survived that. I know I can survive that. I still am creeped out by the idea of something running down my leg. I've not experienced that. And that sounds terrifying.
All right,
because you're just like, am I hemorrhaging?
Here we go.
The motivational quote. If at first you don't succeed, it's probably never going to happen. If you never believe in yourself, you will never let yourself down.
So true.
True love is when two people lower their standards just the right amount. If you will keep following your dreams, they're going to file a restraining order. Before you can love someone else, you have to learn to love yourself. So there's no chance of that happening. The best things in life are actually really expensive.
It's so true.
Don't hate someone for what they look like on the outside. Hate them for what a piece of shit they are on the inside.
There you go.
I actually really love the demotivational quotes on account of the fact that they do motivate you in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, you know what? Some people are just bad people.
Yes, they are.
Some people just don't deserve to have that second or third or 15th chance.
All right. So we're going to roll. Don't forget the keyword. We haven't even said it yet, but we're going to give it to you right now. Molly, you got it? You ready? The keyword
fun.
For Nate. This is for Nate Borghese.
It's fun. F-U-N, fun. Because you're going to have fun if you get
you
to
are
go.
Gonna have fun. I can't wait for that show. That's going to be great. All right, we're going to roll out of here. We will see you guys on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my fro. Big party show. Breast will enlarge. Big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. show.